Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
This is 90.9 WBUR. I'm Sharon Brody. Red Sox ownership is making a change at the top. President and CEO Larry Lucchino has announced he's stepping aside from those positions. Replacing him as president, Sox Executive Vice President and Chief Operating Officer Sam Kennedy. Lucchino's contract expires at the end of the year, and Lucchino, who turns 70 next month, says it's time for a switch. Joining us to talk about the end of Lucchino's 14-year reign, Boston Herald sports columnist Steve Buckley. Steve, thanks for joining us.
Happy to be here.
So, does this come as a surprise?
No, this has been in the works for almost a year now. He is being forced out. I mean, this isn't Larry walking into John Henry's office and saying, okay, I've had enough. He had a motorcycle accident last winter. He's been, which really set him back. And he is involved in the purchase of the Pawtucket Red Sox, the AAA farm club. And they're trying to get a stadium built downtown. And I think the Red Sox just felt it was a time for a change. And this is when it happens. We thought it might happen when the season was over, but John Henry and Tom Werner decided to make this move now, or to announce the move now. It's already effectively done. Sam Kennedy has been transitioning into that job. It's just that yesterday was when we broke it.
Larry Lucchino, I mean, he's part of the leadership group in place as the Sox won the World Series 3 times in 10 years, the 2004 championship ending that 86-year drought. So there's that, but the team's also had some abysmal seasons recently. 2015 is certainly another disappointment. How do you calculate the Lucchino portion of the credit and the blame?
I think in the last couple of years, I do think that Larry's administrative skills had waned somewhat. He hadn't been at the ballpark every day. But I don't blame him for the malaise in which this team currently exists. I think a good deal of that has to go to Ben Cherington. He is in charge of baseball ops. But in the grand scheme, when you consider what Larry did in terms of the people he brought in and put them in place to help the team succeed, to say nothing of the extensive renovations at Fenway that improved the ballpark without harming its old-time look, I think Larry gets a lot of credit in the grand scale.
What do you think are some of his other biggest accomplishments and maybe biggest failures within the Red Sox?
I think his biggest accomplishment was turning the entire franchise around in terms of the way we perceive it. Prior to 2002, the Red Sox had an awful season. 2001, it was the umpteenth season that they had not won the World Series. They were regarded as being sort of behind the times on a lot of levels, and I frankly thought it's someone who's been around the Red Sox for more than 30 years, that I thought they had become incredibly complacent and arrogant in the last years of the Yawkey Trust regime with John Harrington. And they needed a major shakeup. Larry shakes things up. He identifies which people can really do the job and or find a good job for them. And he brought in a ton of young people. He brought in Theo Epstein. He brought in Sam Kennedy. He brought in Janet Marie Smith from Baltimore to do the renovations at Fenway. He has an unmatched talent for finding the right person for the right job. And that's his chief success with the Red Sox.
How big a factor is his personality and the personality of the Red Sox? I mean, he's not, as you say, he's not a shrinking violet. He's not really a natural diplomat. He's pretty feisty.
He is pretty feisty. I think that that people who didn't get along with him maybe made much more of that than was necessary. He could be abrasive. He could be a bully. But the thing about Larry is that, and I had a lot of fights with Larry over the years, Larry regards fighting, arguing, debating, whatever you want to call it, negotiating, as other people regard racquetball, checkers, and Monopoly. I mean, it's an art form to him. That's what he likes to do. He's a very intelligent guy. His phraseology is very crisp and precise. He likes using the right words in the right situation to win an argument. Now, that can come across very caustic and bombastic sometimes, because he is definitely all of that. But when you separate the bombast from the intellect, he's a pretty bright guy. And a lot of people who sparred with him would come away saying, yeah, but you know what? He made some good points, and that's Larry.
What do you think might change with Lucchino not in that position?
With Larry personally, he's going to be, unless he leaves complete and goes to another organization, he will be a chairman emeritus. They'll find a title for him. I guarantee you Larry will always have projects. He's involved, again, with the Pawtucket Red Sox, trying to get a stadium built in downtown Providence. I would not be surprised if he emerges at some juncture down the road in some advisory capacity for a league or a team or something. He knows how to make a phone call and get around an issue and get things done. And that's a talent that not everybody has. I'm not sure once Sam Kennedy gets into place, they bring in new people and Sam starts moving people around, it's going to be his club. And if Larry were to remain, he could certainly be the bench coach, if you will. But the power he had is no longer going to be in place, and he'll have to deal with that.
Well, Steve, thanks so much.
Oh, my pleasure. Have a good one.
Boston Herald sports columnist Steve Buckley. This is 90.9 WBUR.